Okay, so you really do, you know all the songs. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got two words.
Dada yow. Dada yow. Dada yow. Dada yow. Hey. Dada yow. 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 Howdy everybody, you're listening to Dog Dog Yow. Dog Dog Yow. Daddy Yow. Hey now.
Chicken livers.
Chicken livers to the sky. Dog right. Chicken livers tomorrow.
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know? And we've sponsored a lot of public service stuff, man. We had the show on Saturday nights. We had a whole series on how to beat Bank AmeriCard. A lot of people, you know, want us to repeat it, you know? We're getting a lot of heat from the government. We're still going to repeat it, you know? The management says to go ahead and repeat it, so we're going to be able to play it for you people again. We had Mrs. Rosemary Kennedy's biography, her intimate biography, stuff that was uncovered about her life. We had that stuff on, you know, about how really badly she felt about her son's dying and stuff.
Thank you.
Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls. 555-2150. What about you people in labor? Come on. Every Friday night we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were at the IWW back in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat. 555-2150. It's us against the world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you? Okay, St. Mark's for girls. I'll give a kiss to every girl from St. Mark's that calls, pledges some money. Come on. You're some good-looking chicks. You got some handles over there. You mothers, you young mothers that are still up. The baby's crying. We're the only station that's got a radio daycare center, you know? We got a girl that comes in here and, you know, keeps the kids in their place. Shut up. Sit down. That kind of stuff. And it works. Because the kids listen to the radio and respect the radio. Now, why don't you show a little bit of respect? Give me a phone call at 555-2150. Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again? You know, what if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know, but 1984 isn't that far away.
Nostalgie, c'est ton ainsi. La nostalgie des jours heureux auxquels on était. Jamais a-t-il ce qu'on pense de lui et de ses petites manières. Bien particulier, voir le monde comme s'il le possédait et empêcher la mort d'arriver, celle que je n'aimerais pas. Mais je veux pouvoir me souvenir durant le peu de temps qu'il me reste. Comme c'est rassurant de vivre dans ce monde stagnant, ne pas vouloir se libérer, ne pas se rêver, ne pas vouloir se libérer, ne pas se rêver, comme le lendemain que je ne verrai pas. L'ancien temps,
thank you. venir constamment. Tu viens là, demander pourquoi pour ignorer la mort.
Ils vont
tous crier. Je veux vous soutenir constamment. Tu viens là, répétez.
Pourquoi ils vont
tous crier.
Je veux me souvenir constamment.
Tu viens là, demander
pourquoi l'on ignorer la mort.
Ils vont tous crier. Je veux me souvenir constamment. Tu viens là, répétez.
Pourquoi.
God damn it, excuse me, but this is ridiculous. We've been putting out, not put up or shut up. We're going off the air if you don't do it. I mean, you're only hurting yourself.
Dust mites or cockroaches, you're actually being poked with dust mite shit. and cockroach shit. She didn't use the word shit, she was very polite, but of course this is what goes on through my mind. And I go through three hours of this testing, which was really annoying. I apparently didn't react to any of it. So, according to the allergist, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not allergic to anything. It just means that form of testing is not working with me. Which means that they need to be more invasive. And they have to take a little needle and shoot all these serums underneath my skin, on my shoulder. So of course, she starts with the dust mite shit. I've been there for three hours, and now she's injecting me with dust mite shit. Which of course, I turn out to be allergic to.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry. Nobody's calling now because I blew up. Now, I'm sorry. I'll play a record or something. But please, somebody call 555-2150. I'm sorry for yelling. I apologize. I make a fool of myself begging for money when I got more going for me than a lot of you. And you won't give me $2, you know? I got that much money. I'll match all the money pledged in the next hour. I'm getting some money when I'm 25. So if you really want to hurt me and torture me, call up right now and pledge $150, and I'll write out the check. And it won't hurt that bad because I got it. But it would hurt me enough so you get your money's worth.
I got a ship that's called the wheel. The basement thick train, mushroom horses. People try to take my wheel. So I grab the sketch hammer and bash their heads in.
Okay, we just made it. We just got the phone call. All right, I'm going to play some music in a second. I want to tell you first about who it was, the guy who came through, the guy who always comes through. My father just came in from Florida. He called from the airport and he pledged $50. All right, let's hear it.